All right, well, we're so glad that you have decided to join us for our first podcast. I'm Brent Moore, and this is Chuck Maxwell here at Northbrook Church. Chuck?
Yeah, actually, my first name does not have an S.
Oh,
the end of it. Yeah, it's only singular.
Thank you, Chuck.
Singular Chuck, yeah.
Thanks. Well, for those of you all that know about technology and stuff, this is our second go at it, but we're glad to be here for our first go at it, but second to us.
Yeah, so take two. And I wish you were in on the first one, because we had some really good stuff.
Yeah, we did, yeah, man. We did. But, well, Chuck, let's go ahead and get started. What are you looking forward to with the new year? And here we are, the first week of January, and the Read the Bible for Life and all.
Yeah, I not many folks were here for our time of prayer on the last Wednesday night of 2010, but I did pray that night, and this is what I'm praying, actually, at the top of my list. I'm praying more than this, but at the top of the list is that I'm praying that God changes me throughout 2011. And I have grown up in the church. I'm a church brat. I'm going to be 52 this year.
Okay.
Going out on the World Wide Web with my age,
right.
Although I think you can find that somewhere out there.
It's like
anyway.
People searches
Google.
And all this other stuff. Yeah.
But I grew up in the church. I've heard the story of the Bible. I've heard it preached. I've sung the songs, and I want to experience something fresh in my life that God wants to show me, and so I want God to change me as I see Him and His story in a fresh way.
That's right. Yeah, you let it begin. You know, let it begin with us. Absolutely. Mm. I mean, that's what we're here for, and we're just here to really kind of share some of our experiences as we walk through what the church at large is.
Now, what
is
about you?
Through.
What are you?
Yeah, I mean,
about?
I from my own heart, this is a big year. Aside from getting married, if all things go normal, we'll have a child in 2011, and so that's huge. And
wait a minute now, you. Make sure you understand that aside from getting
married,
this will be the biggest year of your life.
Yes, okay. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, on a very personal level. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And so having a kid, it sort of changes everything, just like getting married changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, milestones like that, it does cause you to sort of shape up and evaluate who you are and where you're at and where you're going.
Right.
And it really does make me want to be more godly, and I think in a healthy way, because – you know that you're bringing a life into this world, and there's some great responsibility there. So that I'm just echoing kind of the changes that I would like to see in my life too.
Mm-hmm.
But really, as it relates to being a family man, I mean, Courtney and I are a family right now, but we'll be a different family here come middle of the year if everything goes well.
Right. Are you ready for all the ribbing that's going to come from? So because you know we as ministers. Are always giving instruction about things that we really don't know anything about.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I don't know. I mean, I did not want to become a minister. I don't know if I've even told you this, but I did not want to become a minister for 3, 4, 5 years because every minister child I ever saw was a terror. And so, like, I was like, I don't want my child to act like that.
Yeah.
And so, thankfully, I've got some good examples of ministers, you being one of them, where the kids don't turn out horrible or hooligans or in jail. And so, I mean, that would be. I mean, I think that, you know, the Lord, if you look at the scriptures, you know, he does say very clearly that, you know, you're not really worthy of being over the household of faith if your own household is kind of in disarray.
Sure.
So I think it is a very healthy call, and the Lord set it up that way to where that we have children that aren't perfect, but that they are obedient and respectful in these kind of things.
Yeah. What do you think? Of course, my role here at Northbrook is as far as getting back onto the big story for this year is going to be to make sure on Sunday mornings we're tracking with the theme of God's story. What about in your specific area?
Yeah, absolutely.
Of emphasis.
You know, you've talked before that we're all going through this together, and so it won't be any different for the youth on Wednesday nights. That we'll be tracking through the Bible as closely as we can, along with what we're learning on Sunday morning. And so I want to see the students see the small stories, their small lives, their small little picture, fit in with the bigger story, the bigger picture. Mm-hmm. So that's my hope and desire and prayer. And
yeah.
And we want to see that happen. Yeah. Right? This is where the rubber meets the road. We've been talking about this for weeks and for months, but we're going to see it happen.
Not many Northbrookers know how these kind of things come about, but this started, at least, of course, it started in George Guthrie to write the book, Read the Bible for Life, and then the whole biblical literacy initiative has been in his heart for several years. For us, this started back in the summer. And generally, I take the month of July to kind of think through, pray through, plan for the coming year. And this seemed to be a good direction for us to go as a church.
Right.
So from a leadership standpoint, we've been planning on this since July.
Well,
then we got October, November. We did the Read the Bible for Life curriculum.
Right.
And so now here we are.
Yeah, and thinking about it earlier than that, because when I started hanging out here in February, y'all were talking about that this was a strong possibility that you guys wanted to look forward to.
Okay. Yeah.
Even then. So here we are. And yes, I think we want to see the word practically affect people's lives. So we're not just reading these words, we're not just reading through the Bible because it's a good thing to do, or this is what Christians should do. But we want to see.
Well, hence the subtitle of the year's theme, the big story, read it through, then what?
Live it out. Yeah, absolutely.
So I really look forward to how, just from the power of God's word and that becoming, I don't know, saturating our hearts and our minds,
right?
Where it's just going to affect our life. It's going to affect the way we live, the way we think, and the way we relate to one another and to the world around us. It can't help but do that.
Right. No, I know.
I'm looking so forward to that.
I know. And
we're not. Be times where we won't even expect it to happen because that's what God's word does.
Yeah, and so here we are just trying to be faithful to make the connections for people and provide as many avenues and as ways as possible for them to see that effect and change happen in their lives.
Yeah, yeah. So let me encourage everybody to hang with us. It's going to get tough. You mean you're going to start reading about the Nephilim and who in the world are they, and then the begats this, the begat that, and all these genealogies, and it's going to get a little bit difficult for you to feel like you're connecting with it. Don't quit. Hang in there with it. It's going to take you less than 30 minutes a day.
Right.
You said on take one that we didn't get that we're here. Man, if you're struggling, you call Brent, you call me, you call your SALT leader, whatever, and say, help me get through this part of it. What are some things I can think about? We've got the bigstory.info website that you can go to. Make sure you get George Guthrie's Reader's Guide to the Bible. That'll help you every day. It's a little paragraph on each section of reading.
Right.
So we're trying to help you out, get through this thing, and help us all out, get through it together.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's going to be so good. I'm looking forward to it, and just glad to be a part of it.
Yeah. And thanks for getting this podcast together. We'll do some creative things with this. We're going to get Cindy in to help us with some perspective from the children's area from time to time.
And we can have other guests, and we may even have you bust out your guitar, right?
Yeah, we might. All right. I have the pizza guy stop by.
Oh, that'd be good. That'd be good for everybody who can hear us visually or audibly eat pizza.
Yeah. All right. Have a good week, everybody.
Thanks.